S. The raising of the human race to universal level of awareness. To be brothers of the star people, and not subjugates or subordinates. D. What do these androids look like? S. Those which you have described as gray in appearance and small in stature are typical. The eyes, of course, are the most prominent, simply because they are the communicative receptors. D. Do their eyes function the same as humans' eyes? S. In a sense. They see, however they collect much more of what you call your visible light spectrum. Also including the infrared and ultraviolet regions. D. Do their eyes have pupils and function in the same manner that ours do? S. Not in the sense that they focus and capture light. In that sense they are different. They do receive, yet their method of reception is somewhat based on a different principle involved here. D. Do their eyes have eyelids? S. Not in the sense that they cover. Not as you would say yours do. D. Do they have similar respiratory systems as we do? S. They are similar only in the fact that they are used to analyze, not to digest or ventilate. D. Is there a matter of sustenance for the body among these people? S. Pure mental energy is sufficient. They need no physical sustenance to maintain. They are energy beings that can maintain on pure energy. D. Then this is what we refer to as eternal life. S. Not so, for the bodies are dissimulated after their use has expired. D. Then they do not consume anything, like a human would? The aliens speak, 277, S. Not in that gross physical sense. D. What about osmosis? You say they're energy beings. Would they assimilate by osmosis? S. There is the assimilation, analyzing of compounds, and perhaps rectification of certain anomalies that may appear. However, as sustenance they derive energy more from energy sources than from digestive or respiratory functions. D. Do you mean like elements present in the atmosphere? Or what type of energy would they live on? S. Mental energy sustenance. D. Would they thrive on emotions? S. There is no emotional content here. These are called androids that are emotionless, yet responsive to mental energy. D. I mean, would they thrive on emotions thrown out by others? S. They would be affected, however, not sustained. D. Are these beings subject to any afflictions that limit their life terms? S. There are none that we could relate. However, there are those that in proper context could be debilitating. The questions are being handed to me in groups, and I was trying to organize them in the dimly lit room. D. How are these creatures produced? Are they cloned, manufactured or what? S. There is a process in the central part of there. To use an analogy, it is similar to the county or perhaps state in which your political system lies. A process assigned to that planet which holds the residence of those energies that are of the gubernatorial nature. The process is a blending of energies, both physical and mental in nature, such that this physical construction is then given mental responsiveness. Not to say mental identity, however a mental responsiveness that allows this physical creation to respond to mental stimulation. Those androids are responsive to your mental, 278, the custodians, energies, but yet take orders or are subservient to those who are directing that particular operation in which one would find them. They are servants. D. Are they cloned, or manufactured in some way? Made by another individual? S. They are both, in the sense that the mental energy is given by life forces. However, they are in a sense manufactured in that the process is more of assembly than growth. However, there is living or life force in these units, yet they are elements or machinery. D. Do the androids communicate with people on Earth? S. I wish to clarify that they communicate, not with Earthlings, but with those who are their superiors. A human would not direct the operation directly. However, they do respond to human emotion, but not to the extent that they interact with the intellect. D. Who are their superiors? S. Those who are responsible for that particular mission, in which there is an interaction. However, there are elements of awareness far above and beyond even that. It is as if the masters of the universe are sending out those underlings who would then participate in whatever mission is desired and then report back. Much like your military structure. D. Do they understand human emotion? S. That is accurate. They are empathetic. Another question, do these androids have the ability to reproduce other androids? S. That is not accurate. The androids would not be capable of procreation. They are not self-sustaining in nature. They are simply creations that are, through a bonding process, given a life force that reacts with and is empathetic to the life force with which they come in contact. They are not, however, procreative. D. Are there any other beings on these craft with these androids? The aliens speak. 279. S. Certainly. There are many, who are of many different forms, but they do not necessarily have to be. D. Are they more like us? Having to have sustenance and. S. That is accurate. D. What do those type of beings look like? The most common ones that accompany these androids? S. They are humanoid in appearance, and yet are oftentimes unobserved. They are perhaps, seeing but not being seen. They are not readily apparent to those who are taken aboard. D. They don't usually reveal themselves to the person, you mean? S. That is accurate. D. If they take sustenance, what type would that be? S. Those elements and minerals that would be necessary to their bodily functions are given in fluid form. D. This would not be in the form of solid food, as we know it? S. Not of the same type that you yourselves would sustain. D. Are there any elements or anything on Earth that these beings require? That they must get from Earth? S. There are elements of energy, not so much the physical compounds themselves. The energies that are prevalent on your planet. The spiritual aspects of electricity and water are examples. D. I was wondering if they needed anything like water. S. Not in the sense that they need the water, but the energy of which water is simply a translation of. D. Is this the reason they've been seen over power stations? S. Possibly, but not necessarily. There could be many reasons why they would be over power stations. Observations. Manipulations. Experimentations. D. Are the large numbers of the planet's inhabitants undergoing a form of contact or communication with these beings? S. We would say that, yes, there are many who have volunteered for this. D. Why are these beings taking people on board these crafts? 280. The custodians, what is the purpose behind that? S. You must understand that your residence on this planet was not, as some feel, accidental. Nor was it, as others feel, accurate according to that which is called your Bible. That is, that God created man in his own image, such as is understood from a somewhat fundamentalist viewpoint. We would ask that you understand that the human existence on this planet was given by those who are now returning to examine the fruits of their labor, as you might say. People were trying to ask me questions in a whisper. It distracted me for a moment. The being heard this. S. And the question is? D. You say do you use your ship for scouting, do you also scout other planets? S. Other planetary systems, in this solar system and in other solar systems. D. Have you ever discovered any intelligent life within our solar system, besides Earth? S. Oh, yes. There are dimensional beings. Some beings vibrate very fast. You cannot see them with what you call physical eyes, but they are there. Some of them can be very highly evolved, and some of them exist even on your planet, that you're not fully aware of. There's more going on some planets in life forms, that you can't see with the physical eyes. If you were in a similar dimensional range, you'd be more aware of it. Like my vehicle is telling me. There was discussion tonight about the possibility of life on the planet, what you call Mars. D. Is there life there? S. Yes, more than one type. There is intelligent life there. The life forms there that are advanced are in forms of light beings. There are different degrees of light reflecting in them. They come as flashes of light. That is why they are not always visible to, say, a being of your type. When they, the aliens speak, 281, want to manifest in a more light form, they can do it. If they do not want to be seen, that is also possible. D. Then they don't have a physical body like we do. S. No. But there is an animal form less advanced than them. That animal life is there for a purpose. It helps with the words, the substance that the planet is made of. Their bodies are made to adjust to the environmental conditions there without dying. They are not the advanced life form there though. D. Is this a carbon-based type life form? S. Yes, there is a carbon type of substance in what you would call the atmosphere. It is a mixture of the atmospheric chemical type. Chemicals, words. D. Yes, the words are always difficult. I've been told many times that this language is insufficient. I have another question. Have the extraterrestrials ever tried to contact people in a position of power on Earth? S. Oh, yes, many times. They have negotiation that has been going on for many years. D. Who did they negotiate with? S. It was with the government leaders. It has always been with the governments. D. What did the extraterrestrials promise in return as a barter? S. Sometimes the governments bartered for information on energy, information on medicine, information on extraterrestrial activity, information on lost astronauts. D. Surprised, lost astronauts. S. Many have been lost. D. In our time, in our 20th century? S. Since 1960 many have been lost. D. How were they lost? S. They were sent into space and because of failures in the mechanics of these primitive vehicles they were not able to return to Earth. Some died in the vehicle. Others floated aimlessly until they were picked up by other ships, and taken to different places for study. Sometimes these, 282, the custodians, individuals were allowed to return to Earth through these negotiations. D. Were they alive at that time? Yes, but we, the public, believe we have known everything about all the flights. S. No. There have been very secret flights, both in the United States and Russia. Other countries have experimented too, Japan, China, England, Canada. All the so-called advanced people have sent vehicles. D. We thought it was only the major countries, like the United States and Russia. You mean these other countries also have space programs, and places they can launch space vehicles from? S. At one time or another they did experiment. Many have discontinued because of their losses, and fear of public repercussion. D. So they have space stations in these different countries? S. In their military installations, yes. D. But if some of the men were lost, I would think we would have known about it. S. No, because of the fear of being stopped. And many times they didn't know where these people were. They didn't know if they were alive. D. Wouldn't the men that were brought back tell people? S. No, because they don't remember. D. They don't remember the flight and being brought back by the aliens? S. No. It was agreed upon that, if they were to be returned, all knowledge would be kept safe by disrupting their memory bank. D. Was this disrupted by the aliens? S. Yes. It was felt that the people on this planet were not highly evolved enough to know where some of these planets are, and about the technology. We do not want unsolicited visitation at this time. D. But you say the government officials knew about this. Part of the bargaining was to know what happened to the astronauts. The aliens speak, 283 TLP_S, yes. They were told that we had them, and that we would or we would not return them. That is the extent of their knowledge. D. Then the aliens keep track of our space flights. S. Most definitely. D. And you said these negotiations and bargaining are continuing even now? S. Most certainly. D. Are the aliens getting anything in return? S. We have access to natural materials that we need, that are common here, but are not found so easily on other planets. And sometimes we take people to study. D. How do you obtain these people? S. In negotiations with governments. They allow us to have some. D. Do they tell you whom to take? Yes, why would they have decisions over that? Couldn't you just take whoever you wanted? S. Oh, yes, but we are agreeable to take who they choose. D. I wonder how they decide which ones should be taken. S. At first it was undesirables, and we decided we had had enough of those. D. What type are considered undesirables? S. military personnel who did not achieve what was expected, or discipline problem-type people. This also caused us some areas of concern, so we don't take these individuals any longer. Now those going with us volunteer their services for a limited amount of time. The time is agreed upon before they are taken. D. Do you mean the ones you called undesirables created discipline problems? S. Yes. They weren't very agreeable. D. Well, the ones that are going now as volunteers, are they all military personnel? S. No. Some are from the medical field, some are from the scientific community who wished to learn and experiment also. However, they volunteer knowing fully that when 284, the custodians, they return, all knowledge must stay with us. D. Then when they return they don't remember? No. Can they explain that length of time they are gone? S. Generally it is told they are going on sabbatical leave. D. Doesn't it bother them that they can't account for it, in their own mind, when they come back? S. Sometimes it does. However, they are counting on the fact that within the next 20 years they will remember. D. Rather like a time release thing? Yes, well. The undesirable ones that were taken, were they brought back also? S. Some were, some were not. D. I was wondering about the families. If suddenly disappeared, how would that be accounted for? S. Most had no families, or were alienated already. D. This is why they were chosen? Yes, but the ones that are going now are volunteers. They're not being taken against their will. S. That is correct. D. I think that's important. But it is still in cooperation with the government? Yes, there's been talk about underground bases, especially some in the United States. Do you know anything about that? S. There are many bases, both underground and above ground, of which you know nothing. D. I have been told that at some of these bases, the aliens work with the government. S. That is correct. We are trying to network our efforts and be open with our knowledge, provided it is for the right purpose. Up to this time it has been kept very secret, because the government has felt the general population was not prepared to accept the reality of such networking. Within the next 2, maybe 3, decades, all of this will become common knowledge. D. Can you tell me what they are mainly working on together in these bases? S. Space travel, energy systems, medical technology, food. The aliens speak, 285, storage and preparation, manufacturing supplementation. D. Those are all good things. You would think they wouldn't mind the public knowing about them. Are these people of the medical and scientific world that are going now voluntarily being supplied information, or are they supplying information to the aliens? S. Both. D. Both ways. It's also been rumored that in some of these underground bases genetic experiments were being performed. S. Yes, by the medical community, and also by other beings. This has always been of interest to other life forms. D. Is it the governments that are mostly performing these experiments? Whose idea is it? S. It was initially from the aliens. The space beings have always had an interest in this field, because they have been involved with it for so long. The human race is only concerned with the development of a superhuman being. This is not always in conjunction with the goal of the space people. D. Is that why the government agreed to these experiments? They're trying to create a super race? S. Not totally. It's only one aspect. D. Well, what would be the purpose then for our government being involved with genetic experiments? S. Some hope to find answers to genetic problem areas. Why they occur, how to prevent them. And once they occur, if it could be changed. D. That is a good idea. What about this creation of a super race? Is it proceeding? S. Many would like to see it proceed. However, it hasn't been doing very well, because of the fear of many involved on this earth, that it would get out of hand. Their focus at this time is mostly on genetic weaknesses, and how to eliminate them. D. That's the major concern of the aliens? S. No. They would like to produce higher realms of beings, 286, the custodians, capable of a variety of accomplishments. D. It seems a super race of people wouldn't have emotions, or am I understanding that correctly? S. Emotions are a mostly human trait, not relevant on other planets. This is one area of study for us. D. Then the aliens are mostly interested in developing a new type of species of human? Used to hire species of some kind, not necessarily a super race. S. That is correct. D. There has been talk about the underground bases, that they were creating monsters, very horrible hybrids or deviations. Do you know anything about that? S. Sometimes things happen, and what is horrible, to use your term, to one species is beauty to another. When you start combining species in genetic experiments, you will always get variations. D. The idea to us sounds rather repellent. But would these different species have a soul, a spirit, as we know it? S. Some do, some do not. It depends on from whence they came. If they are genetic mutants, robotic in nature, they have no spirit. They are strictly genetically created. If their source, on the other hand, was spirit-natured to begin with, then the result of this will have a spirit function. D. What about the intellect? Is this creating another worker race, or are they intelligent like humans? S. There again, there are very many species being experimented with. Some are robotic in nature, who do not have an intellect, and some are very high in intellectual accomplishment. D. What will eventually happen to these creatures of these different species that are being created? S. Some have already been taken away to other planets, who are more open to the nature of these things. D. Will any of them ever be put on Earth? No. Then the government knows these purposes of the experiments? Yes, so the government doctors and scientists are also cooperating with this? The aliens speak. 287. S. Some are. Not all. A chosen few. D. And this is one of the things the aliens have negotiated. To allow the government to gain the knowledge of these experiments, and in return the aliens are given the natural materials they need. S. Correct. D. It's amazing how the government can keep all of this secret from the people. S. It is very well hidden, and it has been understood in the past that only very few would have knowledge of these negotiations. D. What about the president of our country, the United States? Would he know about these things? S. Some do, some do not. It depends on their personalities. D. I was wondering how they could keep these bases hidden, with military personnel, without the president knowing about them and their functions. S. Sometimes the president is the last to know anything. D. Then the bases are guarded, and the military personnel and the money come from other budgets or something. S. That is correct. D. I'm assuming they're well guarded. Is that true? S. After a fashion. They are not guarded as you would think. There are no guns or missiles. They are guarded in other ways. D. Well, we have had one in Nevada that has many armed guards, military personnel, and no one is allowed to get near it. Is that one of these places? I was thinking about the infamous Area 51. S. No, that's something else. That's strictly a military operation. D. The aliens are not involved in that? No, it seems that having military personnel and guards would attract attention. Is that what you mean? S. Yes, but we are not involved in military ventures. D. We were told there are military weapons, like the stealth bomber, that came from alien technology. It was given to 288, the custodians, us. Is that true? S. In part. The technology was mainly given for travel. It was not meant to be used as a military vehicle. D. I see. Can you see what the military experiment is on the base in Nevada, that has caused it to be so highly guarded? S. The military experiment is to advance the speed of travel of military transport. Also, its weaponry, and its ability to shield against attack by enemy warriors. D. Enemy what? S. Enemy personnel. D. But yet, at this time we are thinking we have no enemies to defend against. Why would there be a reason to continue military experimentation? S. There are always those in control who want power over other races and humans. And to this end they are devoted to the development of mechanisms that will make this possible. D. Does the present president know about this military base in Nevada? George Bush in 1987. S. Yes. He does. D. So if it has something to do with military defense, he would know about it. S. That is correct. By 1998, when this book was written, Area 51 was quietly and stealthily closed. Was it because of all the unwanted attention by the public and the media? D. It seems that there are many things going on that the average person doesn't know about. Is it all right for me to tell people what you have told us today? S. It will be all right, because within the next 3 decades it will be common knowledge. It is hoped that an alliance can be formed with the people of this planet, so we may come and go as friends. My vehicle is about ready to wrap up transmission. I am sensing some more have questions, but it must be wrapped up rather quickly. She. The aliens speak, 289, is tiring. D. All right. We don't want to do anything to make her uncomfortable. Someone wants to know, is there anywhere else except Earth that has human-type beings, that you have found? S. I described them to you in our last session. Fluid life forms. Liquid fluid floating. Like a chameleon. Can take many forms. Highly advanced being. Can blend into many planetary civilizations by making themselves appear as the beings that are present there. Can take human form, can take space brother form, can take many forms. That is the closest to a human type form I think you come into encounter with on this planet. D. What about other planets? Are there other human types on other planets, that you have found? S. There is another planet. It has a similar human form, but not quite as advanced, because of the environment there. It's taking a longer time for them to evolve. Similar human features, but their nature is different from the beings here. D. I believe there are only a few more questions. Do any of their beings and or associated craft come from or travel through or inside the planet Earth? S. That is accurate. There is the area that is partially beneath your Mexican Gulf coast, that is, at this time, inhabited by those of the Atlantean descent. There is also the area beneath your Antarctic Circle, which is inhabited by those who are interdimensional in nature. D. Is the planet as our scientists perceive it to be on the inside? S. It is a solid core with a floating mantle. However, not a continuous solid mantle. D. Is the Earth hollow? S. That is not accurate. D. A large areas inside the planet hollow, suitable of sustaining a large civilization? S. Yes. Although not large in terms of total Earth volume. Large in the sense of space as compared to your distances. 290, the CV custodians T, large enough to sustain a civilization. D. In those areas you mentioned? S. Yes. There are others. However, these are major in the sense that they are, at this time, playing a more prominent part in your upheaval. D. Did you say the vehicle is becoming tired? S. Yes. I can be of assistance when called upon. I have come to communicate data to help with man's advancement. To solve unsolved questions man might have. This will not be forced upon anyone. If you desire more information, you may call upon me. I will be of assistance and communicate information to you, telepathically, if necessary, to help with your advancement. D. All right. I do appreciate it. And I'm going to pass it on to other people, and it will only be done for good. Positive reasons. When Suzanne came out of trance, her stomach area was bothering her. She said she didn't exactly feel nauseated, but as though a lot of energy was swirling around inside her. There was a healer present and he worked on her. At our other sessions when Suzanne came out of trance, she always felt wonderful and even awoke laughing upon occasion. Since this was the first time this had happened, I tended to think it might have been related to the nervousness she felt before we started the session. There were many people in the room and she might have picked up on their energy since she was in a sensitive state. Also, we had used this being's energy twice within a week's time. It might have been too much to do so quickly. It might take more time for her to get used to channeling this type of energy. I really thought it was a combination of many factors. Since Suzanne had been in a deep state of trance, she was not aware that other things were going on in the room during the session.